Good morning, it's Thursday, the 19th day of January. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Thursday is expected to be cloudy early with some sun in the afternoon and a high of 44. Overnight will be partly cloudy as temperatures drop to near freezing. Now on with today's top stories. Pierce County inadvertently shared the last four Social Security digits for more than 463,000 registered voters in response to a public records request, spokeswoman Libby Katalinik said Wednesday. The sensitive information was sent by mistake last month to one person who sought public voter registration records from the county. The hundreds of thousands of people who were affected should start to receive notification letters this week, as early as Wednesday. She said that the person who made the request and subsequently received the sensitive electronic data on December 20 had no intention of using the information and deleted it. An employee fulfilling the request accidentally provided a spreadsheet that included the last four digits of the voter's social security numbers, according to a copy of the letter being sent to affected voters. The county collects that data, or a driver's license number, when people sign up to vote. Two cars collided early Wednesday morning in Tacoma at an intersection on Pacific Avenue, sending one car into a utility pole where it caught fire, killing two people and badly injuring another, according to police. The wreck occurred at about 4 a.m. at Pacific Avenue and South 38th Street, according to the Tacoma Police Department. A driver going north through the intersection at a green light was struck by an eastbound car on 38th Street occupied by three people. Two occupants of the eastbound car were pronounced dead at the scene. Neither person has been identified, police said. The third occupant, a 15-year-old boy, was transported to a hospital to be treated for serious but not life-threatening injuries. Police said the car the boy was in was going at a high speed. After it hit the other vehicle, it traveled at least 100 feet until the passenger side of the car came to a rest on a utility pole on South 38th Street. Plans for a resort at Chambers Bay Golf Course are dead, according to an announcement from Pierce County. In a Tuesday news release, it was announced that the county and Chambers Bay Resort LLC have terminated the agreement to develop a resort at Chambers Bay Golf Course. They blamed a worsening economic environment. Pierce County and the Development LLC signed a ground lease agreement in 2019 for the development of a resort that would have included a hotel, clubhouse, restaurant, spa, meeting space and adjacent golf villas. Getting to the signed agreement was a contentious process, which included a lengthy, public debate among the developers, county officials and opponents at more than one county council and or committee meeting. The municipal, Link-style golf course was created by the county in 1992 from a former sand and gravel mine along Puget Sound. The course hosted the 2015 USGA's U.S. Men's Open Championship. Proponents of the project saw the appeal for a resort to better attract and accommodate championship events and help sustain the course. Besides the unusual migraines that prompted her to take a sick day, everything seemed fine for Jane Kerhoff as she pulled away from her Puyallup home to go to the doctor in November 2019. But by the time she made the approximately 20-minute trip, the 55-year-old postal worker had crashed three times. Other drivers reported she was acting strangely and fled, according to police documents cited in court papers. Puyallup police later arrested her at the clinic on suspicion of DUI once Central Pierce and rescue firefighters opined she wasn't in medical distress. Then she sat in Puyallup's jail for hours acting goofy. A CT scan the next day revealed what was really going on in Kerhoff's head, a massive stroke. She is now suing, seeking damages, out-of-pocket costs and other unspecified relief from the city of Puyallup and Central Pierce fire. Kerhoff, now under state care, is fed by caregivers and doesn't remember who her family is, according to her brother. Kerhoff's lawsuit criticized the police department for not conducting field sobriety tests in line with department policy and alleged firefighters rendered a medical opinion without the expertise to do so. A teenager arrested for the murder of a 14-year-old boy in Tacoma was charged Tuesday in Pierce County Superior Court. William Isaac Kalama, age 17, is accused of shooting the boy from a car he was allegedly driving Thursday on Portland Avenue East. According to charging documents, the victim was waiting at a bus stop with three other young people when Kalama opened fire, striking the boy and sending two of them running. The victim has not yet been identified by the Pierce County Medical Examiner, but news media and family members have identified him as Xavier Cease. The accused gunman was charged with first-degree murder, two counts of second-degree murder, first-degree assault, drive-by shooting and two counts of first-degree unlawful possession of a firearm. The defendant is expected to be prosecuted as an adult. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT Offers for more information.